fun part of design to me. Like, you get to take music and interpret it and make something that makes people want to buy it. Like, it is the purest form of design, and it is the most fun. But yeah, like that, I just looked up the 80s Japanese, and I totally know what you mean. Like, it's got these poppy bright blues and colors, and it feels really informed by just Japanese art, like in the history. Like, it's got like almost like that. It's taking airbrush with like a watercolor effect. I think it's really interesting. So I'm gonna have to check more on this out. This looks cool.
City pop is so upbeat. Right?
The yeah.
So upbeat and so like positive. And,
it's
like,
a little like Miami Vice, you know. It kind of looks like that. Which I think is really fun. That's probably like what they were looking at, you know. So I think that's really cool.
For sure, you can tell where it came from, and like you can also tell what it's trying to like evoke. Which
definitely,
I think
there's a lot of references there. Absolutely. Thank you for your call. We have another caller. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah. Hi. I called in before to draw the parallel between Arkham and Grateful Dead.
Yes. Do you want to regret that?
I'm going to probably call in all the time because the show is – I'm a designer and this show
– Oh, great.
I can't stop thinking about the show. My name is Wilson. I live in New Jersey.
Hi, Wilson in New Jersey.
Hello. Hello. Love the show. Love the energy. I want to just switch gears and say Public Enemy, Fear of a Black Planet.
Yes. Fantastic.
Such an impactful album cover for so many reasons. It takes us all the way back to Gaia, the original Impact, Earth Tilted on Its Axis. Changing the World. It was my first album that I ever owned. I bought it in Washington, D.C. in 1988 in a mall.
Wow. Well, I have a funny story with Public Enemy. Well, I don't have a funny story. My husband has a funny story where his dad loved Public Enemy, and he had lots and lots of Public Enemy albums and tapes. And then a bully made him trade his Public Enemy tapes for, I think it was Guns N' Roses, and he was really sad, and now hates Guns N' Roses to this day.
So that's too bad, because there's some redeeming qualities for those. The contemporaneous albums, GNR and PE, are actually pretty good.
I know. I like both bands, but Public Enemy has such a great iconic look, and again, a band with a strong logo. It's got that stencil typeface.
You nailed it. Yeah. Their logo is lockstep with their identity.
Absolutely. Yeah, and they have that. Did they do the little, like the little target, I think, is really great.
Exactly, because they all have it, 100%, they did the target, and they did the sort of the stencil prison.
And the colors, the yellow, the green, and the red, like there's so much in there, and there's so much meaning for such a smart, you know, amazing, you know, group that it's really
I had to buy that. I had to buy that album again.
Oh, good.
I wore it out. Anyway, I love the show, and I will bother you sometimes, but I will always be brief. Thank you.
You can always bother me, but please be brief. Thank you so much. I think, do we have time to take another call?
We have about 4 minutes left, so we have time.
Unless they're long-winded.
Right.
The number is 201-209-9368. We're talking about album covers. We're talking about fonts and band fonts. Is there an album cover? I don't think anyone's really answered this question, but is there a song or a band with music that you love, but you hate their album art? Can you think of anything, David?
I'm thinking.
How about Micah just walked in? I'll pose that question to you, Micah.
I'm sorry, what was
is
the
question? Micah wasn't listening. Micah doesn't listen. Is there an album that you hate the cover art, but love the music? Oh, we're moving the mic. We're getting an answer. He's thinking.
You caught me
off guard. Improv.
I can't think right now.
That's okay. You can email me later.
Yeah.
Or if there's an album that you love the album cover but hate, or no, the opposite.
So we have 3 minutes and we have two calls.
Let's get a caller on the air. Why not? Nope.
There we go.
Let's get the next caller on the air. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the show. Have something for the topic?
I was just thinking about the Public Enemy album, or the logo art.
Yeah.
And back when I was even younger than first hearing Public Enemy, probably, 89, maybe, 88, the Dirty Rotten Imbeciles, DRI, they're like a speed metal band in California, love their logo, and that got me into them.
I'm looking up their logo to jog my memory. Oh, they have, okay, I've seen this. Yeah, I like the logo that is like scratched more than I like the stencil one, I think. But do you, I mean, you're probably a bigger fan. Do they use the scratchy one or do they use the stencil-y one? It also looks like they have a basic one too.
The stencil-y one.
Yeah. I also like this human that is kind of like a bathroom guy who's running.
Oh yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
That really caught my eye.
How does that relate to the music for you?
Back then, but
like, how does the guy relate to the music? Is he like dancing or running?
I think he's angrily moshing.
Angrily moshing. He does. You know what? You're probably right. He probably is. That is how I look when I angrily mosh. Well, thank you so much for your call. Oh, what are you saying, David?
Yeah,
the show's over. Oh, you want to do another call?
They're on air.
Okay, well, they're on air. Hello, you're on the air. Yeah, you have 30 seconds.
Okay, the album, I love the music. I absolutely hate the album cover. It's The Velvet Underground.
Oh, the banana?
Live. The 1969 Live. It's the green one with the woman's clothes don't fit from behind.
Yes.
I don't. Which one is that?
It's like the backside of a woman walking up the subway or something with the smoke kind of coming around.
Oh, wait. You hate. Yeah. You love the album cover and you hate the music.
I hate the album cover.
Oh, you hate the album cover and
I
love
people to see that I had it.
Album cover would you want to see on there? More bananas, I think.
I don't know. Just anything. Let's just make it all green.
Yeah, 20
but I just
seconds.
Don't like that picture.
Well, David's wrapping us up, so I'm going to hang up. But thank you so much for that. And thank you all so much for joining. I'm really excited to be here next week. Hopefully, Micah will have an answer for us next week. I'm going to read the legal ID. You've been listening to Between the Lines with Jackie and on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM online at WFMU.org.
Good evening, Starseed. You are tuned in to the music of Mind Control. My name is Micah, here with you every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern. A journey into uncharted realms. New religious movements, cults, individuals of a mystical and mysterious disposition. And the sounds that come out of them. We did just hear Iassos, the New Age synthesist. From a record that he made in 1986 dedicated to Lazarus. A track or an excerpt from this ridiculous release, Lazarus, A Spark of Love, 1986. Concept Synergy was the official distribution title for Lazarus, All Things Lazarus, Lazarus Seminars, Lazarus records and tapes, Lazarus action figures. Lazarus recreational clothings and whatnot. Lazarus, if you don't know, is a discarnate entity, a spark of consciousness that was channeled by Jack Purcell of Florida, who built a million-dollar business, Concept Synergy, around Lazarus. Since 1974, followers say Lazarus has taught them about love and friendship. People were paying hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars for weekend seminars to learn about their inner child, forgiving yourself, developing self-confidence, all the cliches of 1980s New Age emergent consciousness that Lazarus was known for. What, just one of the many channeling rock stars of the 1980s. But then at a certain point, something happened. I don't have the full story, but it looks like his ex-wife went and married another millionaire, and she got him to will his entire estate to Lazarus, and then they both mysteriously died. So that raised a few eyebrows, and I don't really know what happened after that. But I think Lazarus is still around, giving talks and seminars. But it's really just the same old, same old. I don't think there's anything new to discover. I want to play a very odd record from the Fisher Folk called Ah! There's the Celebration from 1976. The Fisher Folk were the in-house singing group of the Community of Celebration, which was a life-vowed residential Christian community that started out in Houston in the 1960s, but then they expanded, or they moved to Scotland, and then they moved, I think, to Pittsburgh. So it's kind of a strange trajectory. I don't think this was a big evil mind control doomsday cult. They were just really trying to embody the Christian lifestyle in a small-scale living situation with many families living together. Very music-centric community, as the Fisher Folk released many different albums. I think there were a few other groups as well that came out of this community, although the Fisher Folk are probably the most well-known. So I think this is a live recording. The community was mostly known for putting on their stage shows. That was sort of like a musical, theatrical event, sort of like a combination of a sermon and a musical theater type of event. So we're going to hear some audio from one of their events from 1976. Once again, there's the celebration from the Fisher Folk. These are some choice cuts. I'll be right back.
Beach. much too big for you. I'd like to sit you down, gently wrap a towel around and bathe your feet in my tears. Gently wipe the fears away, gently lull the years away. Cause your feet are so weary from walking through problems.
Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. No. If you only love those who love you, your love is nothing. If you have not love, if you have not love, you are nothing. If you have not love, if you have not love, you are nothing. Well, love suffers long and never does wrong. It always is gentle and kind. And love never shouts, it never seeks out its own, never tells you that's mine. If you have not love, if you have not love, you are nothing.
Well, now we see things but dimly seen.
But someday you'll see face to face.
Our treasures are vain.
But three things remain the passing of time can't erase. They are faith, hope, and love. The greatest of what will remain will be love. If you
the fisher folk from the community of celebration probably from their Pittsburgh years. I don't think they're around anymore. Like most hopeful optimistic utopian communities, it's just a thing of the past, flushed down the toilet bowl of memory. From a 1976 record called Ah, There's the Celebration. If you have not love, I'd like to sit you down and crazy round and round. Going to remain in this time period, about 1974, we want to go back and listen to this cringe-worthy or cringe-infested release that the Moonies put out under the moniker of the New Hope Singers International called Serious Music and Very Nice. Now, one thing that the Moonies are known for is getting young people to come to their meetings, love bombing, taking them to some remote village, like a camp setting, and just brainwashing them with all kinds of nonsensical idioms about true father, the holiness of true father and community and doing work, helping orphans get the help they need, all kinds of nonsense like that. Now, they started putting out records under the New Hope Singers International. This is not the type of music that gets young people hooked on Reverend Sung Young Moon. It's kind of the opposite. So I'm not exactly sure what the point of this is. Just to show how wholesome they are. I do know that Reverend Moon, at the same time, while he was recruiting all these young people into his cult, he was also fostering a relationship with the Republican Party at that time. All the folks that were part of Nixon's White House, he was sort of indoctrinating them and sending them all kinds of expensive gifts so that he could be part of that whole cadre. So maybe this is a platform to get conservative America involved in the Moonies. I don't know. It's very Anglo-Saxon sounding. Just the opposite of, you know, that whole sort of funky 70s vibe that most of the kids were into at that time. So, whatever. Just going to play a few tracks. Serious Music and Very Nice. One of the first singing groups backed by Reverend Sung Young Moon for some odd purpose. I'll be right back. Thank you. pretty horrifying. I guess it's mind control. I mean, obviously, it has some kind of hypnotic effect, if anything. I think there's some subliminal things going on. Something is up with this record. Haven't really gotten to the bottom of what it is. New Hope Singers International, one of the early Mooney releases. Serious music and very nice. We heard Shenandoah and Consider the Lilies. Kind of disturbing. Speaking of Disturbia, we're going to hear now from a very dangerous cult located in Portugal. I guess it's known as Mont Sahara. This is known as the cult of Muji. Muji is a Jamaican yogi. I guess he considers himself a messianic figure. He's considered by his followers to be of divine origin. Muji directs his devotees to bow and kiss his feet. They gush with love and devotion in tears. They consider him to be the Lord of the universe, beloved Godfather. Everyone is crying all the time, screaming. There's all kinds of hysteria amongst these people. And these people are very young, by the way. For the most part, there's a lot of young Portuguese kids who get involved in this, and seems like there's all kinds of cultic activity, mind control, subversion. Muji has a fetish for young girls. Gets them to do whatever he wants. He gets them to sing for him. It's like a daily ritual where they all get together and he just sits there and waits for their offering. And it's just this histrionic, ham-fisted event. Where they sing to him about how wonderful he is, and you know where this is going. Just beyond the pale of hysteria and adoration. So this is the kind of cult you do not want to get involved in, or you don't want your kids to get involved in. Keep them away from this. The proof is in the pudding. You're going to hear for yourself what this is all about, and I'll just leave it at that. The cult of Muji, Mont Sahara. I'll be right back.
My love, leave aside this fruitless thinking and come lay down in the silence of being, my love, leave aside this fruitless thinking, and come lay down in the silence of being. There's nothing you have to do, for all this is one with you. Your heart is already true, my fruitless thinking, and come lay down in the silence of being, my love, leave aside this fruitless thinking, and come lay down in the silence of being. There's nothing you have to do, for all this is one with you. Your heart is already true, my love, leave aside this fruitless thinking, and come lay down in the silence of being, my love, leave aside this fruitless thinking, and come lay down in the silence of being. There's nothing you have to do, for all this is one with you. Your heart is already true, my love, leave aside this fruitless thinking, and come lay down in the silence of being, my love, leave aside this fruitless thinking, and come lay down in the silence of being. There's nothing you have to do, for all this is one with you. Your heart is already true, my love, leave aside this fruitless thinking, and come lay down in the silence of being, my love, leave aside this fruitless thinking, and come lay down in the silence of being. How many lifetimes I prayed to find God, practicing something to finally be free. Never succeeded, but lost in confusion, lost in my thoughts, and trapped in this world. But now I found you. You showed me the truth, which always was here. You opened my heart. free to eternity. Sweeping away my dreams, awaken me from my long sleep, showing me reality and drowning me in the self. Nothing to lose and nothing to gain here. I can find myself. All is empty space, 'cause you opened my eyes. You helped me to see what always is here. You showed me true love until I disappeared. Now I found God. Gratefulness and joy reside. I lost it. Gratefulness and joy residing now in this being, open to life and without fear, with God in my heart and all around me. Nothing belongs to me. I am completely free, 'cause you opened my eyes. You helped me to see what always is here. You showed me true love until I disappeared. Oh, thank you, beloved. I love you so. You opened my
words really cannot express that level of self-abasement. That is expressed in what we just heard. Obviously, that woman has revealed an aspect of herself that I don't think she'll ever live down, even though in her mind, it's like this revelation or catharsis, but to the rest of us, it's just the ultimate humiliating act of adoration. That was music from the cult of Muji, also known as Mont Sahara. I'm about out of time, so I'm going to let you know that this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Jim. Jim is filling in for Dan Boda tonight. So you're not going to want to miss it. Take care.
Sang this as low as I could just for fun. I threw a wish in the well. Don't ask me, I'll never tell. I looked at you as it fell, and now you're in my way. I'd trade my soul for a wish, pennies and dimes for a kiss. I wasn't looking for this, but now you're in my way. Your stare was holding, ripped jean skin was showing, hot night wind was blowing. Where you think you're going, baby? Hey, I just met you. And this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe. It's hard to look right at you, baby, but here's my number, so call me maybe. Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe. And all the other girls try to chase me, but here's my number, so call me maybe. You took your time with the call, I took no time with the fall. You gave me nothing at all, but still you're in my way. I beg and borrow and steal, have foresight and it's real. I didn't know I would feel it, but it's in my way. Your stare was holding, ripped jean skin was showing, hot night wind was blowing. Where you think you're going, baby? Hey, I just met you. And this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe. It's hard to look right at you, baby, but here's my number, so call me maybe. Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe. And all the other girls try to chase me, but here's my number, so call me maybe. Before you came into my life, I missed you so bad. I missed you so bad. I missed you so, so bad. Before you came into my life, I missed you so bad. I missed you, know that. I missed you so, so bad. Yeah, I kind of messed up the words there, didn't I? Oh, well. La da 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 da. It's hard to look right at you, baby, but here's my number, so call me maybe. Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe. And all the other girls try to chase me, but here's my number, so call me maybe. Before you came into my life, I missed you so bad. I missed you so bad. I missed you so, so bad. Before you came into my life, I missed you so bad. And you should know that. So call me maybe. Yeah, you're gonna call me, right?
What's bound for my Ravini? 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 Kara pass them to one info, the full sky. The company to Napatala Damaso, Papa Zay. Pass the time as a Nambi. Ha ha ha! Aya! Ha ha ha! What's Bambi Marabin? What's Bambi Marabin? What's Bambi Marabin? What's Bambi Marabin? What's the bunch of fun of Pachara the Mazolo?
out of the door. Can I pass them to Barney? Look where we're going, man, I'm cool. Was Bambi my rabbin, was Bambi my rabbin, was Bambi my rabbin, was a bunch of which was side. Ha ha ha. What up, my book, that way? Pass him to one and pull, he pulls the tie. Come back here, John, so pass him and put it on the bang, ask me. Pass him, Purita. But he didn't cry. Was Bambi my rabbin, was Bambi my rabbin, was Bambi my rabbin, was a bunch of which was sigh. Bambi's kapaka for some fun, try to snine on the stomach change, there's no food. You show all the jump fun, fun of a flower. And Bambi love the truth and fame of fun. Was Bambi my rabbin? Whoa, fun's my rabbin, but fun.
C'est moi et la loque au bout du bord qui t'aide de la bouteille de...